You've just joined the Prepper Broadcasting Network, where we promote self-reliance and independence. The views and opinions expressed are strictly those of the host or their guests. Visit us in the interactive chat room at PrepperBroadcasting.com.
Open your eyes to the events that the mainstream media conceals in plain sight. A place where truth is stranger than fiction, where the world around you becomes astonishing, unbelievable, surreal. So sit back with a steamy bowl of imitation cheese-flavored popcorn and prepare to enter the realm of certifiable insanity. You've opened the door to the surreal news.
And hidey-ho, everybody out there on the Prepper Broadcasting Network. My name's Doug, otherwise known as Goat Hollow, and thanks for showing up. Hopefully we'll get some good news for you tonight. I see everybody in the chat room is finally starting to refresh. I got a new weather station for my birthday. My birthday was a while back, but I just got it. And G-Man made me promise to give a weather report at the beginning of every show. So here you go. It is currently 24.8 degrees outside with a 22% humidity, and the barometric pressure is 29.21, and it's been falling. Tendency is towards snow where I live here in SMIB, Iowa. The wind is 3.8 miles per hour out of the south. So there you go. Kind of a neat deal. Solar power and radio frequency hookup. Got a little kind of a notepad thing here on my desk, and it'll hook up to my computer and download, like, I don't know, all kinds of records and stuff. So, neat deal. Hope everybody's having a good night out there tonight. And we'll start with Maine caucuses, a little election news. Apparently Mitt Romney supposedly won by about 200 votes, I think it was. There's an article out of Politico. Mitt Romney captured the Maine caucus on Saturday, capping a triumphant day. It also included winning the CPAC straw poll vote in Washington. 5,600 votes were cast in the caucuses. What else? I'm just going to skim down and read you the high points here. Everybody, his claim to inevitability had been hampered by three losses in Minnesota, Missouri, and Colorado on Tuesday. Made a strong last-minute effort to win Maine, airing commercials and choosing Portland as the location of his first audience question and answer town hall since January 13th. For Ron Paul, the close loss represented another disappointing finish. His ninth consecutive state, although they wrote nine. Oh, a typo. Despite three visits, consecutive state without a win, despite three visits to caucus sites today and an obviously excited face. His supporters pointed out Saturday that delegates are what matter, and was possible that their campaign could win more delegates than Romney at the state GOP convention in May. Okay. Well, Wall Street Journal is reporting a delegate tally, putting Ron Paul in fourth with 19 delegates and Romney at 123. So, yeah, we'll see how things go. We'll turn our eye to Iran just a little bit. Ahmadinejad, can't pronounce these people's names. Iran to reveal new nuke achievements. Iran will soon, this is out of the Associated Press, by the way. Iran will soon unveil big new nuclear achievements, the Iranian president said Saturday. Well, reiterating Tehran's readiness to revive talks with the West over the country's controversial nuclear program. I really, really hope it doesn't blow up. I really do. So, that's going to ruin my day. If they wind up closing that Strait of Hormuz, you know, it's really going to hit the fan. Okay, what's next? I caught this out of Zero Hedge, and the story was originally on American Banker, but apparently the U.S. Attorneys General's signed a foreclosure statement, settlement with the big banks, although the settlement doesn't exist completely. Here's what American Banker has the story. Implication of this is hard to say. Spokespersons for both the Iowa Attorney General's office and the Department of Justice told American Banker that the actual settlement will not be made public until it is submitted to a court. Their representative for North Carolina Attorney General downplayed the significance of the document's non-final status, saying that the terms were already fixed. So, they robo-signed the settlement. If you get a chance, try to find that. On Zero Hedge, the headline is, "The Epic Farce Continues, U.S. Attorneys General Robo-Signed a Foreclosure Settlement Which Does Not Exist." It's kind of interesting because down at the bottom of the page, they've got a, I guess you'd call it a graphic with the different signatures of these vice presidents of the banks. Like Christy Baldwin here. 14 different signatures for Christy Baldwin on foreclosure papers. That's interesting. I think the whole foreclosure gate situation, you know, the media's really steered people and made people to think that it's all about deadbeats not paying for their mortgage, but the truth is the fraud and the perjury that went on behalf of the banks is just astounding, and the numbers are astronomical. One county in New Hampshire sued the big banks, and they're suing for $10 million. In lost fees, because when trying to think of the name of it, the electronic the electronic system that the banks are now trying to use to transfer mortgages from one bank to another, they were supposed to go into the county courthouse in every case and file that, and there was a little, you know, $20, $30 filing fee that went along with that. Well, this one county in New Hampshire is suing to retrieve, check this out, $10 million. One county worth of those $30 filing fees. So there's a lot of law that's been broken over the foreclosure rate thing. Well, if you've been had your ear to the news at all today, no, not Whitney Houston's story. Greece is exploding. I don't know what time it is there now. Apparently midday here in the U.S. It was the evening there. And Athens is pretty much burning to the ground, as much what I can tell. Story here out of the Gazette, Montreal Gazette. This is interesting. This is really something. Greek police union wants to arrest European Union and IMF officials. Athens, February 10th. I guess that was Friday. Greece's largest police union has threatened to issue arrest warrants for officials from the country's European Union and International Monetary Fund lenders for demanding deeply unpopular austerity measures. And the austerity measures are getting pretty tight over there. The Federation of Greek Police accused the officials of blackmail, covertly abolishing or eroding democracy and national sovereignty. Said one of the targets of its warrants would be IMF's top official for Greece, Paul Thompson. The threat is largely symbolic, since legal experts say that a judge must first authorize such warrants. But, things are getting pretty dicey over there, and that will have implications for the economy here in the U.S. And I kind of wanted to place the emphasis tonight on the economy, because things really aren't going too well in the economy, and I don't think even a lot of preppers are really picking it up. There's an awful lot of interesting news going on out there. And let Greece burn to the ground, yeah. Standard and Poor's on Saturday downgraded 34 Italian banks. Articles out of Reuters. Rating agency Standard and Poor's downgraded 34 Italian banks on Friday, including heavyweights UniCredit and Intesa San Paolo, citing a reduced ability to roll over their wholesale debt and expected weak profitability. The move follows S&P's downgrade of Italy's sovereign rating last month to BBB+. So they're not even an A anymore, folks. That's bad news. I imagine the Italian government is paying huge interest for its bonds. Part of a mass downgrade of 9 Eurozone countries. In a statement, S&P also said the so-called banking industry country risk assessment had worsened to group 4 from group 3 out of 10 groups. So the banking industry in Italy, I guess, is getting a 3 out of 10. Italy's a big economy. They can drag us down as much as Greece or even worse. And here's one of those indicators I was talking about that just is kind of freaking me out a little bit. This is out of Fox Business. Need to ship, in other words, ship some freight, freight rates turn negative. If you've got tons of stuff to ship several thousand miles, today is your lucky day. That's because shipping rates have just gone, get this, folks, negative. According to Bloomberg News, shipping operator Global Maritime Investments rented out a vessel, a big container ship, to commodities trading house Glencore International at the ridiculous rate of minus, negative, in the hole, $2,000 a day. That means DMI, one of the world's largest privately owned freight trading groups, essentially paid London-based Glencore to ship its grain from Europe to Australia. DMI likely picked up the tab for fuel costs, which are typically paid by the chartering group. They're doing this because you can't have ships just sit. If they sit too long, that's too hard on the ships. They have to keep them moving and moving from port to port, said Darren Newsom, senior commodities analyst at CTN. You could ship a whole container ship full of stuff and make money doing it? Wow. That's something. If any of you know about the bulk dry index, it's been really tanking. And I guess now it's negative, huh? Here's the Bloomberg added article. Glencore gets free ship with a fuel discount as charter rates go negative. Wow. Oh, it was grain. They shipped Australian grain. So, I thought that was interesting. This is the Telegraph out of London. Ambrose Evans Pritchard, of course. Shanghai shipping slump as IMF warns China on euro slump. Here's another indicator of the same thing. Shanghai shipping volumes contracted sharply in January as Europe's debt crisis curbed the demand for Asian goods. Nothing's being shipped. Stoking fresh doubts about the strength of the Chinese economy. The shipping specialist Lloyd List said container traffic through the port of Shanghai, which, by the way, folks, is the world's largest port, fell by 100,000 boxes, or containers, I guess, in January from a year earlier. Volumes fell by, get this, over 1 million tons. Wow. Yeah. But not to worry. The economy's doing well. Green shoots are growing everywhere. Listen to your political leaders. Mish's Global Economic Trend Analysis. My mouse not working too well today. Put up a post. Just another indicator to... Things are not looking good, and we may be in store for a cliff here real soon. Anyhow, this Mish's article, huge plunge in petroleum and gasoline usage. Inquiring minds are watching a plunge in petroleum distillates and gasoline usage. As I have been telling you recently, there is reader Tim Wallace writes, unprecedented data coming out in petroleum distillates, and they slap me in the face and tell me we have some very bad economic trends going on. Totally out of line with such things as the hopium market, stock market. happened this week, I actually had to reformat my graphs as the drop-off peak exceeded the bottom number for reporting off-peak. So he had to redo his graph because the number went through the floor of his graph. A drop of almost, okay, here it is. Get this. Now, we were talking earlier, 1 million tons less shipped in Shanghai, right? Big numbers these things are. Okay, check this out. A drop of almost 4 million barrels a day of oil. He doesn't say exactly from when to when, but wow. Let's see, we generally use in the world about, I'm doing some numbers off the cuff here, 80 million-ish barrels a day, so 4 million would be, what is that, 5%? And if that was in a month, and oil usage dropped, wow, 4 million barrels. That's, we're in trouble. Okay, so, yeah. I'm going to take a quick hiatus here and digress. G-Man asked me to let you folks know we've got a new host coming on. I think it's Monday nights. Correct me if I'm wrong, D-Man. His name is the Haas US MC off of YouTube. And he's done some fantastic videos over there. And if there's anything you want to know about firearms or OPSEC or other prepping too, yeah. He's the man to listen to, so stop by on Monday and have a listen to Haas USMC. Okay. More great economic news. CBS Money Watch. German economic slowdown worse than expected. AP Frankfurt, Germany. German industrial production fell 2.9% in December from the month before, according to official data released Tuesday, suggesting the country's economic slowdown could be worse than expected. I told you my mouth's just not working tonight. The number reported by Germany's statistics agency was below market expectations. Germany is the biggest economy in Europe, folks. And they're way deep now into sovereign bonds of all these other failing countries. Signs for German economy. Europe's largest have been mixed of late. Readings of consumer and business confidence have risen. Well, yeah. That all has to do with the media, doesn't it? And industrial orders reported up as well. But that sent a positive signal to that the economy slowdown would not be as bad as feared, and that the bottom might have already been passed. Green shoots. Green shoots. But today's figures cast doubt on those hopes, because the industrial sector is the backbone of the country's economic prowess. Yeah. The statistics agency said it expects a slight fall in output when fourth quarter figures are announced. the government has cut its estimate for 2012 growth from 1% to 0.7%. As the crisis over too much government debt in some countries, I just said that, didn't I, weighs on Germany and its trade partners in the 17-nation Eurozone. Greece, Ireland, Portugal have needed bailouts, and Greece is involved in nerve-wracking negotiations over a second bailout. And they won't need bailouts, they're going to burn to the ground to avoid a disruptive debt default in March. Yeah. Well, that was more good economic news. What's all this mean? Well, as of right now, the bid price for gold is $1,723.14, which means, price is going up. I was trying to get the chart up here for you. I think, what was it, a year ago? It was down around 1,300. Gold, of course, last fall it peaked at about 2,000 and dropped some, but the overall trend over the past year has been up, up, and away. I don't know, I'm not saying run out and buy a bunch of gold. I'm kind of the guy that would recommend you go out and buy some chickens instead, or maybe some seeds. But, things are pretty dicey in the economy, folks, and as preppers, we need to be aware of that. Because we could be on our way to a pretty good cliff, maybe this summer or late spring, I think. No predictions, just something to watch for. Well, I'll give you a little bit of news on my guest for Wednesday. He's an accomplished prepper. He's been prepping for years and years and years, and the guy really knows his stuff when it comes to prepping. He knows everything from animal husbandry, keeping goats and chickens and stuff, to gardening. He's been gardening for over 30 years. He's into solar energy and wind and cans vegetables and meats and things, home cans with the best of them. This guy is well-versed on food storage, and he's going to be a fantastic guest. So be sure and stop by Wednesday and have a listen, because my guest is going to be none other than Goat Hollow. I don't have a guest for Wednesday. I'm actually going to be doing a remote. We're going to be out of town, so I'll have to wing the show by myself, and hopefully you folks will call in and help me fill the time. But I think we can get some good information out there and back and forth. So do be sure and join me on Wednesday and have a listen to the show. Prepper Broadcasting Network has a show every night. So you never have to be too far away from the prepping news. And we've got a great lineup of hosts now, and some really great shows out there. And give us a listen every night. Well, I want to thank you for stopping in this evening and have a listen. And DB says good news. Well, not the best news. I mean, I guess no news would be good news in this instance. But anyhow, keep your heads up and keep on stacking your preps. Never let your momentum fail you. And I think I'm going to start to, actually I'm going to start on Wednesday night. I've got this theory of my own that if I call it the pillow question, because every night when I go to bed I ask myself the question, now, what did you do tonight or today for preps? And it doesn't have to be a huge prep every day, as long as you do something, as long as you keep that momentum going, your preps will get better over time. As long as you don't lose momentum, because once you stop, you may not get back started up again for a long time. So keep that momentum going, folks. I may give you updates here on the Surreal News, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to start. Well, I'm going to start today. So my prep for today, my answer for the pillow question, is I ordered 6 cherry bushes, Nanjing cherries, tonight. So I thought that was a pretty good prep. I got a pretty good deal. I joined the organization in the process because they gave me a discount that was more than what I joined. And I wound up with 11 extra trees and 2 forsythia bushes on the way. And I think 4 of those trees were maples, so that's a good thing. And maybe I can tap those 20 years in the future. Actually won some taps money this week. So anyhow, stack your preps high, and always remember to plan, prepare, and think outside the box, and yeah, we'll probably get through this. Thanks for listening.
Today's broadcast has come to you through the courtesy of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. See our hosts, show schedules, archive programs, and more at PrepperBroadcasting.com. Thanks for listening.